The Oscar-winning movie Spotlight is based on true events here in Boston, but the studio that distributed the film about uncovering sexual abuse by priests is now acknowledging this portion is fictional.
It's a big school, Robbie. You know that. And we're talking about 7 alleged victims over, what, 8 years?
Well, we're talking about, you know, 7 that we know about.
This is ridiculous. You're reaching for a story
That is a meeting shown in the film at Boston College High School, led by the actor playing Jack Dunn, the public affairs director for Boston College. At the time, he was also on the board of directors at BC High. Since the movie premiered, Dunn has objected to how he's portrayed, insisting it's the opposite of how he felt about the abuse revelations. Until now, the studio behind the film Spotlight had insisted Dunn's complaints were without merit, but a new statement issued by the company Open Road Films yesterday says in part, Spotlight contains fictionalized dialogue that was attributed to Mr. Dunn for dramatic effect. The statement goes on to say, we acknowledge Mr. Dunn was not part of the Archdiocesan cover-up. It's clear from his efforts on behalf of the victims at BC High that he and the filmmakers share a deep mutual concern for victims of abuse. Unquote. Joining us this morning to talk about this clarification is the real Jack Dunn. Mr. Dunn, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
The statement is a result of legal action that you pursued. It's a settlement, I assume, then. Can you explain it?
We've agreed to drop the suit. The Open Road Studios has issued this statement and has agreed to make charitable donations to charities in Boston that are important to me in my name. And so I feel vindication, Bob, and a sense of relief that after 4 tortuous months, this saga has come to an end.
Remind us of your reaction the first time you saw yourself portrayed in the film.
I left the theater and I was sick. I was just absolutely physically ill over the portrayal because it represented the exact opposite way of how I feel and what I did in 2002 regarding clergy abuse and the victimization of classmates and friends of mine at BC High.
Did it hurt your reputation?
I felt that it had. To be portrayed as being in the know regarding clergy abuse and the worst scandal in the history of the church, to be portrayed as being indifferent to the suffering of the victims was exceedingly painful. But I feel a vindication. I feel a tremendous sense of relief and gratitude that we can put this behind us.
Some might say, though, don't you think that most people expect Hollywood to embellish every story?
The reality is this movie begins with based on actual events, and it was highly acclaimed because it took great pains to interview people and get scenes correct. But no one from the movie ever interviewed me or anyone from BC High, and had they, or even better, had they just followed the Globe coverage that was in the newspaper and the next day and the preceding days, they would have realized that what we did at BC High and what I did as a leader among the Board of Trustees was to create a plan that looked out for the victims, that got them counseling, that got them compensation, that insisted that information be shared with law enforcement. We were praised by the Globe for what we did, so it was shocking to see the false portrayal when the movie came out.
So you haven't quite achieved all your goals with this settlement then?
Well, the reality is I would have loved for the scene to have been stricken from the movie, but by the time I saw the scene, the movie was already distributed. So this is the resolution, and it's not perfect, but it's a hugely important step for me and my family, and I'll be honest, it will never erase the pain of being falsely portrayed in an Academy Award-winning movie, but at least I'm able to explain to people what happened and to reach this stage of vindication.
Jack Dunn, who remains Director of Public Affairs at Boston College, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Jack Dunn is portrayed in the film Spotlight, making what filmmakers now say are fictitious comments about the Boston clergy sex abuse scandal.